This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is Your Nishna Valley, our first show for 2015.
Yeah, I'm not used to that yet.
I know.
Still like writing things out, putting the 1-5, just it's going to take me a while.
How many errors do you make writing checks early in the season?
So far, I'm okay, because I've been good and haven't written any checks, but
you know, I found if you just
we'll
don't
see.
Pay your
yeah,
bills,
exactly.
You just don't make those mistakes.
That's my plan. You know, I'm not going to screw up. I'm just not going to pay them.
There you go. You can look her up. She's in the phone book, by the way, if you need to shake her down for some cash, I guess. Did you have a good start to the new year?
I did, yeah. We got together with some friends, and all of our kids got to play together, and we played some games, and yeah, we didn't really see the ball drop. I guess we're kind of all doing certain things. I was helping clean up the kitchen, and all of a sudden, hey, Mike's like, oh, you know, it's after midnight. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you were telling me the other day, wouldn't you say you had 7 kids at this
yes.
party? Children.
Yep.
When I say kids, I mean infant children, young kids.
There was, one is, I believe, like in, she's in junior high.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, the rest in that, it's probably like first grade and under or so.
So largely, instead of a ball dropping in Times Square, you were watching poopy diapers drop.
Pretty much.
Pretty
yeah,
much, yeah.
Or share. You guys need to share. We're going to take it away. There was a lot of that.
The attention is focused on other things
when
you get that many children around. Amazing how much your life has changed 5 years ago.
Yeah, no.
You'd have never thought this.
No.
Not that it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying I would never have thought it, but no. I wouldn't be doing the same thing 5 years ago. It'd be a little different.
I'm sure of that. Yeah, I'm sure of that. No, there was no alcohol at my house either.
Yeah.
No. In fact, we did nothing this year, quite frankly,
sometimes
for
it's nice,
New
though.
Year's Eve. You know,
there's all that hype, and it's just like, eh.
Well, and so many folks used to, I don't know, I used to hear people always call it amateur night and stuff
yeah.
like that, you know, because folks who don't normally go out and party all of a sudden feel they need to have to because they look at the calendar and it's telling me, I have to go party.
Right.
I don't know. I guess it comes a time in our life when we kind of outgrow some of the nonsense.
Yeah.
We're not doing that kind of stuff anymore. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Still, you did stay up past
midnight.
Yep,
we did stay up, and so did Wyatt. So.
Really?
Yeah. He made it to midnight, and then we got home and had to still read him a story.
So yeah. How late did he sleep the next morning?
Until about 9:30.
Really?
But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was nice.
You feel like you won the lottery.
I kind of did, yeah.
Usually it doesn't work that way.
No.
What about Brianna? No chance?
No, she slept in until about that late, too. I can't remember what time she fell asleep, but she was up pretty late, too, about 10 or so.
Hmm.
Yeah, so well. she's a fighter.
Hey, you know, best they can do. That's all right. No problems there. Yeah, I don't know if I can call it stayed awake until midnight.
Okay.
Does that count if you take little naps along the way?
Well, I mean, if you're up at midnight, I'd say you saw the new year come in.
We tried, and we were kind of bouncing around different channels. There were, you know, it seemed like every channel had some sort of a New Year's Eve special on and stuff. And boy, those are terrible shows.
Yeah, we had it on one channel, and we just kind of paid more attention when the music came on, the bands. So we didn't really pay attention otherwise.
Well, largely, those shows are awful.
Yeah.
I never realized how bad they are, I guess. You know, usually, back in the day, you know, you might have had a drink or two, so you probably didn't pay much attention to the quality
true.
Of the entertainment. But, when you just sit and watch these shows, they're not very good.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad, though.
Slap together late night television,
I'm sure.
I guess. But, yeah, it's, you know, there's, I guess that just balances it out. I guess it's only fair that I should suffer a little bit in front of the TV for all the fun I've had watching football.
Oh, there you go.
Because there's been plenty of that.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Did you get your fill of that this year? Did you guys do much of that?
No. I mean, now with the kids, we don't really pay attention or get into it as much, I guess.
You can't.
No. And we used to go to our friends all the time and watch the 49ers. And, But no, we just kind of don't really get into it as much. And Mike's like, I have more important things going on that he's like, I'm not as into it, I guess, but...
And the Niners weren't very good this year.
No, they certainly weren't.
Kind of like me, too. The Bears were pretty bad this year. So, I really wasn't all that terribly tied to the television set on Sundays.
Yeah,
wasn't that big a deal.
I drafted Kaepernick for my fantasy team, and he sat the bench a lot this year.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, then I started the rival Russell Wilson.
Now, so, did you do the all-girl fantasy league
I
again
did.
This year?
Did
you win?
I believe I placed third, I think. I'll have to check it. I haven't checked it for a while.
All right.
I should probably do that.
Take home any cash for that?
I will, yeah.
Oh, score.
You betcha. I was in the playoffs, so cha-ching.
All right.
It's probably going to be like $40, but yeah. I'll take it.
Well, you know, whatever you can do.
I made a profit.
Take it when you can. Take it when you can, right?
Yeah.
Lots of activities that we had throughout the early part of the Christmas holiday season kind of cooled off a little bit over the last few weeks because so many folks, you know, sat back. It's family time, mm-hmm. so not a lot of activities going on. Well, coming into the early part of the year, it's largely the same. You know, we've gotten through the first of the year now and into the first weekend of the new year. School will be back in session here in this coming week. Some teams actually had basketball games stuff already, wrestling meets and things this past Saturday. So, yeah, some things getting right back to normal. You know, it just seemed like the last 2 weeks were far from normal.
Yeah.
You know, with Christmas and New Year's Day on Thursdays, mm-hmm. it seemed like, you know, kind of tradition, I think, for a lot of businesses is on Christmas Eve and perhaps New Year's Eve, they would take off, you know, maybe at noon, work half mm-hmm. the day, and then take off. And then, you know, what do you do with that Friday?
Right.
I know a lot of folks just shut down on Friday after mm-hmm. Christmas. New Year's Day, the day after New Year's, not so much. A lot of folks were open that day with business. But it just seems like those 2 weeks when the holiday falls like that mm-hmm. are just so discombobulated.
Well, yeah, and it definitely throws you off from having a full day off and then coming into work again. It's like, you feel like it's supposed to be your weekend, but...
I mean, really, in a two-week span, you worked about a week.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you worked about 2.5 days 1 week, took 2.5 days off, then mm-hmm. turn around and do about the same the
not
next
that
week.
I'm complaining.
No, we're not going to gripe about it too much. But I ran into some folks on Friday morning, and they were telling me, this past Friday morning, they were saying, oh, boy, it just seems like a Monday.
Yeah.
Well, they had a day or two off.
Right.
And it just seems like you're just getting back into the routine mm-hmm. again. And so, everything's kind of just discombobulated here for the time being, but... no worries. It'll get back to normal here real fast as we turn the corner. And, you know, now we'll, I assume now that we turn this corner into the first of the year, we're probably going to have to start watching the weather a little closer.
Yeah.
We've really been pretty lucky so far this winter. We did have a couple of snows, you know, in November, nothing drastic, but, and a cold spell there. Had a few cold days in the month of December, especially in the latter part, but mm-hmm. Well, largely the weather's been pretty nice to us for this part of the country this time of the year.
Yeah, I can't complain, I guess, on that. I haven't had to scrape my windshield off very often. You know, it was all right.
Yeah, even the folks that park their cars outdoors mm-hmm. overnight, there really wasn't a lot of scraping and stuff to do. You know, we've really been pretty blessed. Now, I know this weekend there's been some talk of some snow, although it sounds like that's being dumbed down as we speak.
Okay.
So it doesn't sound like we're going to have a whole lot of that. But, you know, January and February are here.
That's when
you know, so you got to think at some point, you know, how long can we ride this thing out?
I do hope we get a little bit because Wyatt did get some snow pants for Christmas. So I'd like him to get to... use those and play out in the snow. So
yeah, I do feel bad for those kids that got sleds and things like that.
Them.
Snowboards.
Yeah, we got our nephew a snowboard. I'm like, I hope you get to use it.
Yeah. Do they work on grass?
Yeah. Find out.
Oh, we used to use cardboard.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and we use...
Yeah, we'd do that in the summertime.
Really? Yeah, I think that'd be a little painful.
Take cardboard and just hang on to it in a big cardboard box and take a big chunk of it. And there's a big double-decker hill over at Loras College. Right by our house when I was growing up. And, we'd go up and try that. Of course, then you'd hit a patch.
I was going to say, I need to see you flip in and tumbling down.
And it was really better to do it on the dirt, you know, because we had kind of a path.
Oh, I could see that.
That we worked out in there.
Did you at least make it muddy?
And,
that'd be better.
Because then that's kind of messy.
Oh, that's all the fun in it.
But then all of a sudden you'd hit a spot where there was a lot of lush green grass. And it would stop, but you wouldn't.
Right.
You know, the cardboard would still be there, but you'd be tumbling down the hill. But I guess that was part of the fun of that, too.
Yeah.
So, hopefully they get a chance. Yeah, it's because that was always fun to do. You know, it sounds like a lot of fun when you're a child. I want to go out and I want to go sledding.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great thing. But then you get out there and then you wipe out a few times, which is half the fun of going sledding is wiping out. But you wipe out a few times, then you get snow down the back of your neck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just start to get wet.
Yeah.
And once
you hit the bumps.
And once your hands get cold, there's no warming them up again.
No.
Outside, anyway. And so then what do you do?
Yeah. And then you have a long walk back up the hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds great when you're thinking about doing it, but then you get there and you get started. Well, this wasn't near as much fun as I thought.
No.
Or as I remembered.
I do remember one time, so we didn't have to walk up. Dad would hook up the four-wheeler, so we put on the sled, so he'd just pull us all the way up the hill, and we could slide back down. That was it right there.
I like
that was
your
the way
dad.
To do it, yeah.
I wouldn't need a hill for that. That'd be like...
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it'd be like water skiing.
Yeah.
Snow skiing. Just tie me to the
well,
back
yeah,
of the four-wheeler,
we do that around
let's
the
go.
House. Yeah, yeah, we did that around the house, made ramps, and...
Wow.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, then for you, it was a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And you're right close to the house, so you could get back indoors.
Yes.
We would always go to one of the golf courses that had a lot of hills and mm-hmm. stuff and whatever. So you get cold.
Yeah.
You're just cold. That's the way it is. You know, tough it out. I always remember hanging on to the front of, you know, whatever we had, whether it was the rail sled or if it was one of those toboggan mm-hmm. type things or those discs that we used
oh,
to
yeah.
use and stuff. But it always seemed like then you'd hit a spot and you'd start to wipe out and then you'd... Your hands would curl under, and then the snow would go up into your gloves, and ew, that
yeah,
just wasn't
fun.
Much fun, yeah. Oh, well, it, you know, still thinking back in our memories, it was fun.
Yeah, it was. Building snow forts and all that fun stuff, yeah.
Good part of your youth.
Yes.
All right, well, we need to, let's talk about some stuff here. I know we don't have a whole lot
no.
of scheduled activities going on, but you want to hit some of the high
sure,
points?
Sure, yeah, you bet. Okay, on Sunday, January 11th, the Exira Masons New Year's Breakfast will be on January 11th. They're going to hold that from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and that's at the new fire station in Elkhorn. They'll be serving up pancakes and eggs, sausage, French toast, and it's all you can eat for a free will donation. And in case of bad weather, they'll postpone it to January 18th, and it's sponsored by the Exodus Lodge, number 342. Again, that's the Exira Masons New Year's Breakfast, January 11th from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's at the new fire station in Elkhorn. Serve Safe, the National Certification Program for Food Service Managers, is coming up. It's in Creston on January 12th. It's $150. That includes 8 hours of class time, a manual, and the National Certification Exam. There is a $50 discount for Iowa Restaurant Association members, and it's held at the Southwestern Community College in Creston. And starting January 2014, all food service operations were required to have a certified staff person. So if you'd like more information on that, you can contact the Union County Iowa State University Extension Outreach Office at 641-782-8426 or your local Iowa State University Extension office. And if you only need to take the recertification exam, you can also contact the office for more information. They do ask for registrations by January 6th. So that's Serve Safe. That's on Creston at the college on January 12th. A mobile pantry will be held at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold on January 24th. It's from 10 to noon. What it is it's a traveling food pantry that delivers food directly to families in need for a one-day distribution. The goal is to provide food where there is a high need but limited resources, and it's free of charge. They do ask that you bring boxes or bags to help carry the food. Again, it's the mobile pantry at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold on January 24th from 10 to noon. In February, the Audubon County Hospital Foundation is hosting a LuLaRoe clothing event at Audubon County Memorial Hospital on February 4th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's comfortable in trendy skirts, dresses, shirts, leggings, and accessories will be available for purchase, and a portion of the proceeds from that will benefit the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. So again, it's the Audubon County Hospital Foundation hosting a LuLaRoe clothing event at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital on February 4th from 9 to 2.
And that's the sum total of what you have.
Yeah.
I do have a few other things here, though, too. First, though, here is the Audubon County or the Audubon Community Banquet and Auction will be held on Saturday, January 10th. That'll be at St. Patrick's Parish Center. Social time at 6, dinner at 6:30. They'll be serving grilled smoked pork loin by Two Palms Grilling. Tickets are $16.50 per person. They have a 50-50 donation, a praise band, auction, and Citizen of the Year, and more awards to give out at that banquet. Everyone is invited to attend, and you can get your tickets ahead of time at Audubon State Bank, Landman's Bank, Audubon Foods, Audubon Chamber of Commerce, and also for many of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce directors. That's the Audubon Community Banquet and Auction, sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, Saturday, January 10th, at St. Patrick's Parish Center, so make your plans for that. Also, some lab workshops coming up for the Farm Bill Computer Lab workshops, the computer programming that a lot of the producers will use to figure out a lot of the important information for them are out there now, and they're going to have a few computer labs around the area. One of those will be here in Atlantic. That'll be on January the 8th. That'll give folks an opportunity to come into the computer lab, sit down, and have a little bit of direction if you need it. If you have questions, you can get them answered right there. Tim Eggers, ISU Extension Field Agricultural Economist, will be explaining the tools, and he'll help walk you through the data entry and price selection options and things like that. Now, here in Atlantic, that event will be held on Thursday, January 8th from 1 to 4 in the afternoon or 6 to 9 in the evening at Iowa Western Community College. You do need to register, though, in advance. Call 243-1132, the extension office here in Atlantic, to register. And, again, there is a $5 fee for that program as well if you'd like to participate in that. And they do need at least 2 days advance notification, and there is a limit to how many they can take. Now, they also have some more of those Farm Bill Computer Lab workshops set up in Creston this Wednesday, January 7th, from 1 to 4 and 6 to 9. That'll be at Southwestern Community College. And then also in Red Oak on Wednesday, January 14th, and again on Wednesday, January 28th. And that'll be from 1 to 4 and 6 to 9. So you have two different sessions each of those days, and that'll be at the Southwestern Community College location in Red Oak also. So again, call the local extension offices if you have any more questions or you'd like to get involved in that particular activity. So lots of stuff going on there. Take a short break, and we'll be back with more for you right after this.
Medical imaging is a powerful tool that provides you and your physician with a complete, accurate, and often early diagnosis. Hi, this is Barb Lytle, Director of Radiology at Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. When physicians refer their patients to us, we focus on providing an experience that is safe, secure, and comfortable for each and every patient. Our radiology staff is highly skilled in virtually every imaging area, and we strive to provide the highest quality imaging services by friendly, caring people. You can be sure that whatever imaging service you are seeking, you will be treated by an outstanding team of medical professionals and technologists. We understand how important high-quality imaging is to your health, which is why we offer the most technologically advanced imaging resources like digital radiography and mammography, CT scans, bone density, ultrasound, nuclear medicine, and MRI scans. Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic, providing excellence in quality health care close to home.
All right. You know, something that was going on this weekend, on Saturday, they had the annual soiree with the Swans event at the Schulberg Quarry. I wanted to the easiest way to do it is just to go ahead and read this. There was a news release that the Cass County Conservation Board and the DNR teamed up on this last week. It was pretty exciting. I had a chance to talk with Laura Canning, and we talked with David Hoffman as well, a wildlife research technician, about the program. You know, the Trumpeter Swans wintering here in Atlantic has been a source of a lot of enjoyment for folks over the years. Hope it continues for a good long time. But something else, too, is to get permanent residents here. You know, most of them just winter here while there's open water in the cold weather, and then they head back up north. Well, it'd be neat to have some permanent residents here in the area. Well, we kind of do now.
Really?
Yeah. This summer, they had a pair of wild adult trumpeter swans that chose a site near Messina here in Cass County to nest. These wild adult unmarked swans were successful in raising 4 cygnets up to flight stage. So through the efforts of a local landowner, the County Conservation Group, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, the pair and the family was monitored closely. The cygnets were born approximately the week of July 1st of this past year, and the cygnets were nearly 12 weeks old and near flight stage by September 16th of 2014. Now, those cygnets will stay with their family group until near their first birthday. They have a strong family relationship, so they typically stick around for a little while. And those strong family bonds will help the cygnets learn the key migration routes, wintering sites, and food resources from their parents. Parents really do teach their children. Back in 1993, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources developed a plan to restore trumpeter swans back to the state. Their goals were to establish 15 wild nesting pairs back to the state by the year 2003, to use the swans to promote the many values of wetlands, not only for wildlife habitat, but for water quality and flood reduction. And the success of the local Iowa Trumpeter Swan Restoration Program has been pretty good since then. Now, from the period of 1884 through 1997, you know how many nesting pairs of trumpeter swans were in the state? Zero.
Really?
None. Well, and I guess that was largely, Laura Canning was telling me, largely that was because a lot of the early settlers back in the day, they used to hunt them.
Oh.
They're large, they're slow, so they're easy to catch, easy to kill. But I assume they would use I think they used the quills for writing utensils, and the down was good for obviously for warmth, and apparently the meat was good as well, I guess. But you know, that was so that they kind of disappeared throughout Iowa about 1884. So from 1884 to 1997, over 100 years, there were no nesting pairs in the state. Well, now over the spring and summer of 2013, there were 46 nesting pairs in Iowa, and there were 45 nest attempts. So pretty good stuff. So they've done a lot to reintroduce them here. And you can only do so much because you can't force them to do it.
Right, you can't make them stay.
No, you can't just tie them down and make them stay here. Now, they say because trumpeter swans are nearing sustainable numbers in north central and east central Iowa, the Iowa DNR has been able to reduce their hands-on efforts. Instead, they're putting more focus on wetlands, water quality, restoring additional habitat. They're going to keep monitoring and surveying and banding, recording observations and providing outreach and technical assistance, because they want to make certain that those birds will remain in Iowa for future generations. Since only two nesting attempts occurred in the southern half of Iowa in 2014, and the fact that trumpeters typically pioneer and expand their nesting range north but rarely south, additional restoration efforts will be focused in southern Iowa. An estimated 20 cygnets will be released in southern Iowa this year, 2015, and so they're hoping that they'll have some more luck here with more of those. You can see, well, you can't see at home, but Stacy can see.
We have the map.
We have a map here, and most of the nesting is done up in the northern part of Iowa. But in the southern part of Iowa, one in Appanoose County, and now a pair here in Cass County as well. So hopefully that'll be expanded over time, and more folks can enjoy the beauty that they bring to those types of things. Hey, I had a couple of other things here that I was pulling out of our pile O stuff here. And these are things that I've used before over the years on the program. But, you know, people do New Year's resolutions this time of the year. So here's one.
Okay.
Instead of resolving to, you know, lose weight, exercise more, quit smoking, quit drinking, all the usual things that folks come up with, how about staying young?
Okay.
Do you want to stay young?
Well, who doesn't?
I read something one day that I don't remember who said it or who wrote it, but it was kind of awkward to follow. But it said, today, you are the oldest you've ever been.
Okay.
And you're also the youngest you'll ever be.
Okay.
Follow?
Kind of makes you think, but yeah.
Yeah, it makes you think, who wrote that, you know? Well, how to stay young. It says, here are 10 tips on how to stay young. Number one, throw out non-essential numbers. That includes things like age, weight, height. Let the doctors worry about that stuff. That's why you pay them.
That's a good point.
Right? How to stay young. Tip number two, keep only cheerful friends. It's the grouches that pull you down.
Yeah.
Number three is to keep learning. Learn more about the computer, the crafts, the gardening, whatever you like. Never let your brain die. An idle mind is the devil's workshop, and the devil's name is Alzheimer's. So to stay young, keep active and engaged. Number four, how to stay young? Enjoy the simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Number five is to laugh often, long and loud. In fact, laugh until you gasp for breath. Number six, how to stay young? Hey, the tears happen. Endure, grieve, and move on. The only person who is with us our entire life is ourselves.
Yep.
So be alive while you're alive. Number seven, surround yourself with what you love, whether it's family, pets, keepsakes, music, plants, hobbies, whatever. It doesn't matter. Your home is your refuge. Whatever you like, that should be important. Number eight is cherish your health. If it is good, preserve it. If it is unstable, improve it. If it is beyond what you can improve, well, get help. Number nine is don't take guilt trips. Take trips to other places, you know, the shopping center, the next county, a foreign country. Just don't go where the guilt is. And number 10, how to stay young. Tell the people you love that you love them and do it at every opportunity. That was sent to us years ago by a listener. She gave us that stuff to share with. You know, we sometimes talk about all the clutter in our lives this time of the year.
Yeah.
Folks, you say that like it's a problem.
All the time. Like we need to just purge and get rid of all this junk we don't need.
You mean your children don't put their toys away?
No.
Wow, they're the first kids ever not to do that.
Well, actually, Wyatt will be pretty good if you ask him.
Would he?
And sometimes you have to keep asking, but yeah.
Well, we talk about all the stuff in our lives quite a bit. And here's a little something a listener had sent us years ago about stuff. It says, every fall, I start stirring in my stuff. There's closet stuff, drawer stuff, attic stuff, and basement stuff. I separate the good stuff from the bad stuff, and then I stuff the bad stuff anywhere the stuff is not too crowded until I decide if I'll need the bad stuff. When the Lord calls me home, my children will want the good stuff. But the bad stuff, stuffed wherever there is room among all the other stuff, will be stuffed in bags and taken to the dump where all the other people's stuff has been taken. Whenever we have company, they always bring bags and bags of stuff. When I visit my son, he always moves his stuff, so I will have room for my stuff. My daughter-in-law always clears a drawer of her stuff, so I will have room for my stuff. Their stuff and my stuff. It would be so much easier to use their stuff and leave my stuff at home with the rest of my stuff. Well, this fall I had an extra closet built so I would have a place for all of the stuff too good to throw away and too bad to keep with my good stuff. You may not have this problem, but I seem to spend a lot of time with stuff. Food stuff, cleaning stuff, medicine stuff, clothes stuff, outside stuff. Whatever would life be like if we didn't have all that stuff? Well, now there is all that stuff that we used to make us smell better than we do. There's stuff to make our hair look good, stuff to make us look younger, stuff to make us look healthier, stuff to hold us in, and stuff to fill us out. There's stuff to read, stuff to play with, stuff to entertain, and stuff to eat. We stuff ourselves with food stuff. Well, our lives are filled with stuff. Good stuff, bad stuff, little stuff and big stuff, useful stuff, junky stuff, and everyone's stuff. Now, when we leave all our stuff and go to heaven, whatever happens to our stuff won't matter. We will still have the good stuff that God has prepared for us in heaven.
Yeah, very nice.
There you go. Stuff. Our lives are full of stuff.
Who wants to count all that?
I know.
All the stuff.
Not so much. Hey, I was looking ahead, by the way, now that we're in 2015. I was looking ahead to the coming year. Important dates on the calendar.
Okay.
Have you looked at them yet?
Nope.
Here you go. Valentine's Day. Big day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say that, but you'd be mad if you forgot.
Oh, no, we already have plans.
Okay. Valentine's Day is a Saturday this year. February 14th falls on a Saturday. Ash Wednesday falls on a Wednesday. February 18th. It's a Wednesday. March, the big dates in March. Sunday, March 8th. That's when we fall, where we spring forward.
Oh, okay.
That's when we turn the clocks ahead. Daylight saving time starts on Sunday, March 8th. St. Patrick's Day is on a Tuesday this year, March 17th. And the first day of spring falls on a Friday, March 20th. Oh, we look forward to that,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah.
In April, Easter is in April this year. It is on Sunday, April 5th is Easter, if you're making your plans. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th. And Memorial Day is Monday, May 25th. In June this year, the 21st of June, that's a Sunday, that's a big day for two reasons. It's Father's Day, and it's the first day of summer.
Mm.
So it does double duty this year. The 4th of July falls on a Saturday this year. Also, as we get later in the year, Labor Day is on Monday, September 7th. Wednesday, September 23rd, would be the first day of autumn. Halloween falls on a Saturday this year, so you have all day to get ready for all that stuff without the hindrance of school and whatever else.
That'll be nice.
In November, as we hit toward the end of 2015, daylight saving time will end. We fall back again Sunday, November 1st. Veterans Day falls on a Wednesday this year, November 11th. And Thanksgiving, yeah, I know it falls on a Thursday every year, but the date this year is November 26th. That'll be the date for Thanksgiving. And then we hit into December, and the first day of winter will be on a Tuesday, December 22nd. Christmas this year falls on a Friday. December 25th is on a Friday in 2015, so that'll make it easy for a long weekend. And, of course, New Year's Eve would be then on a Thursday, December 31st, as we lead into the next year. But let's not get too ahead of ourselves. We've just now gotten used to saying 2015.
Yeah.
So let's not get too far ahead. Well, that's really all we have, unless you have anything. Oh, you have a birthday.
Yep, I have a birthday. Talina Anderson of Harlan is celebrating her 90th birthday on January 6th, and so her family is planning a card shower in her honor. You can send her a card to 711 Walnut Street in Harlan, 51537. She has 5 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-granddaughter. So happy 90th birthday to Talina Anderson of Harlan, celebrating her 90th birthday on January 6th. You can send her a card to 711 Walnut Street in Harlan, 51537.
Excellent. Well,
yes.
Congratulations and happy 90th birthday to Talina.
One.
And again, birthdays, anniversaries, new births to your family. If you want us to crow about that for you, send that information to us here at the radio station, and we'd be happy to share it with folks. All right, now I think we're done.
Yes.
We are finished. All right, that's all we have. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.